A fatal home explosion in northern Colorado is prompting a lot of questions in the state about how oil and gas wells are regulated and how close to old wells new homes should be built. A similar debate took place a few years ago in Wyoming. The explosion was linked to a leaking gas line running from a nearby well. The line was abandoned but not properly sealed. A statewide review of oil and gas operations is now underway. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce reports.
Hey, girls, can you grab some groceries, please?
Julia Chapman's just pulled into the garage of her home in Firestone, Colorado, about 30 miles north of Denver. The picture of a busy suburban mom. Two young daughters.
Twin boys that are almost two.
All of them blondies. Oldest daughter, Jillian, is 10. On the afternoon of April 17th, she and her sister were right here on their front porch. They'd just gotten permission to go play at her friend Jaylin's house.
We were standing right there. We turned around and the house exploded.
Jaylin's house, just across the street, two doors down.
Seven has learned the remains of two people have been pulled from the rubble of this house explosion in Firestone.
The house just split open. You could see the upstairs.
It shook our home, our walls. We came out and we saw that it was essentially collapsed on itself. The installation was still floating in the air down the street.
It turns out Jaylin was not home at the time, but her dad, Mark Martinez, and uncle, Joey Irwin, were in the basement. They were killed in the blast. Julia Chapman says when they bought their house, neighboring oil and gas sites just weren't something they thought about.
We just sort of trusted that the city and the oil and gas knew what they were doing.
What has taken place here is highly unusual.
That's Colorado's chief oil and gas regulator, Matt Lepore, speaking at a recent press conference. He says the state is looking very hard at this and is lining out steps for action.
To seek to absolutely minimize any possibility of this happening again.
I'm driving around Firestone with anti-oil and gas activist Shane Davis.
Let's wait for something to happen and then let's try to figure out how to fix it. It's too late at that point. Two people died.
He runs a blog called fractivist.org.
118 feet. Right there.
He's pointing out the distances between oil and gas sites and buildings.
And right here is only about 170 feet.
Colorado's population is up 500,000 people since 2010. That means a lot of new home construction along the state's clustered Front Range, which also happens to be right where much of the oil and gas production is. Inside Energy Analysis finds over the past several years, 50,000 more people in Colorado now live in areas where there's at least one well per square kilometer. The Martinez home, which exploded, was built 178 feet from an existing dormant well. Anadarko Petroleum switched it back on in January of this year. And when they did, unrefined gas started flowing into an old one-inch plastic pipe called a flow line. It was supposed to be sealed, but it wasn't. The unscented gas seeped into the soil near the foundation of the Martinez home, filling the house through a drain in the basement.
This is creepy.
We pull up to the explosion site. It's the first time Shane Davis has seen it.
And it's pretty sad.
Flowers have been placed on the ground and woven into a fence newly erected around the pile of debris that used to be a home. After the incident, all wells in the neighborhood were shut down, and Governor John Hickenlooper ordered statewide inspections of all flow lines within 1,000 feet of occupied buildings within 30 days. Right now, a comprehensive state map showing where these lines are does not exist. The state says there is no more danger for the surrounding properties. And Julia Chapman, from across the street, she says with all this heightened scrutiny,
we're probably safer now than we've ever been.
But more new homes keep going up. And while new oil wells must be drilled at least 500 feet from homes, there is no state regulation for how far new homes must be built from existing oil wells. In fact, right behind the site of the Martinez home explosion, Workers are busy with the construction of a new apartment complex with nearly 300 units. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
Inside Energy is a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues.